There is a program that is very popular with high-tech employers. It's called the H-1B visa. And on paper, boy, oh boy, what a great program. It is supposed to allow American companies to hire specialized employees from abroad when they have trouble attracting American workers to do this kind of specialized work. Elon Musk once had an H-1B visa. He is an enthusiastic supporter of the H-1B visa program. He said the reason, this is what he's posted on social media, the reason I'm in America with so many critical people who built SpaceX, Tesla, and hundreds of other companies that made America strong is because of H-1B. He said, I will go to war on this issue, the likes of which you cannot possibly comprehend. That is to say, if people try and do away with the H-1B visa program.
And part of the comment you just read is an attribution to a movie called Tropic Thunder with a really outrageous scene involving Tom Cruise as an upset movie executive. There was more to it than that, where Elon Musk drops a curse word or two.
Yes.
But it's all in reference to this scene from a really irreverent movie from 16 years ago.
Robert Downey Jr.
Exactly,
in this movie.
Yeah.
It's a pretty funny movie.
Ben Stiller.
Actually.
So it was kind of a send up of Hollywood epic war movie sort of.
So the media have been waiting to see cracks in the foundation of the Trump coalition. And they instantly started calling this the MAGA Civil War. Well, it doesn't appear to be nearly as much to this war as people thought. It's more of a skirmish and, I think, frankly, more of a misunderstanding. First of all, this is the most important thing you need to know about the H-1B visa program. It is not working as it was designed to work. It's a non-immigrant visa that allows American companies to hire foreign employees in specialty occupations that require specialized knowledge. We're talking certain types of IT and engineering, medicine, mathematics. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Office, branch of the U.S. government, estimates that almost 600,000 people are working in the United States under the H-1B visa category. They allow about 85,000 of these visas every year. Microsoft loves this program. So does Google. But when Elon Musk offered uncritical praise of the H-1B visa program, guess what? He came in for immediate and fierce disagreement and criticism. And now he has offered a clarification. He says, maybe this is a helpful clarification. I am referring to bringing in via legal immigration the top 0.1% of engineering talent as being essential for America to keep winning. And this is how the H-1B visa program is often described by its defenders, but it goes way beyond the top 0.1%. But anyway, he says, think of America as a pro sports team that's been winning for a long time and wants to keep winning. And so they bring in a couple of superstars from abroad. Musk then emphasized the need for reforms to prevent potential abuses. And I would simply point out that we don't need to change the H-1B visa program to prevent potential abuses. We need to change the program to prevent ongoing abuses. What is happening here is that American companies, rather, like using the H-1B visa program for a number of reasons. One of them is that when you bring someone in on a visa like this, they are loyal to your company. They can't come in and on an H-1B visa program for Google and then get a better offer from another company and they skedaddle over to that company. So they don't have to worry about competition from within the industry, the employer. Secondly, as we are now learning, they can pay less money. And thirdly, they don't have to make the case that, gee, there's just no Americans around who will do this work. I have been hearing for well over a decade anecdotes about local employees, high-tech employees, who have been laid off so the employer can save money and bring in foreign workers to do their jobs. In a couple of instances, they have been assigned to train the employee taking their place as part of their termination settlement. That's how abusive this program has begun. A man named Robert Sterling put together a series of charts and graphs to show, you know, kind of take an overview of how the H-1B visa program works. He points out that there's more than 800,000 applications a year for the 85,000 visas that are granted. So the demand is high. Now, you would think top 0.1% specialty occupations. Number one, you wouldn't think there'd be 800,000 applications from the top 0.1%. And that these jobs must pay a blank load of money. They must pay serious coin. But they don't. They actually pay less than the average IT wage. The average salary for an H-1B employee visa holder is under $120,000. Again, you would think if you're getting the creme de la creme of the tech world doing high-tech engineering jobs that the average wage would be dramatically higher, but that's not the case. 75% of those jobs pay less than $150,000. What are these jobs? Almost all of them are science, technology, engineering, or math. There are a number of 50,000 of auditors and accountants. And I read that and I said, wait a minute. There's a specialty in auditing and accounting that they can't find Americans to do? As I said, there are a few companies that account for a vast disproportionate number of these H-1B visas. 15 of them, 15 American companies, or 15 companies here in America, have received approval for 20,000 or more applications each. There are a number of companies that are heavily comprised of Indian, meaning from India, that import H-1B tech workers in large numbers. Again, these are not American companies that need international talent to fill their roles. They're foreign companies that have been founded to place overseas tech workers into the United States as contractors. So that is why this program needs reform. I'll tell you in a moment what those reforms will be. This little kerfuffle, this skirmish, this controversy over the H-1B visa program might very well result in reforms and changes to the H-1B visa program that are long, long overdue. One more reason it's good to have a new, fresh administration coming to town. The John Carlson Show going to town here on the talk radio station of record, 570 KVI. Good morning.